Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get to the standings here in a second, but Dolphins are one of these teams, like the Ravens, who have not been eliminated from playoff contention, like, say, the Chiefs and the Bengals were yesterday.
You know what's funny, Bob, is when they fired the GM, they have not lost since. And I don't know what conflicts or what was going on down there, but ever since they got rid of him, they're off and running, and more so running.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, joining us now to talk about the Ravens and the Orioles from the Be More Sports podcast. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Jerry Coleman. Jerry, how you feeling, dude?
Doing well. It's a good Monday and a very busy weekend between Navy, Alonzo, and, of course, the Ravens.
Now, you were at the warehouse for the Pete Alonzo introductory press conference. And, you know, he's up there in the uncomfortable. I got to put my jersey on. I think he got the wrong button in there, but we're not here to judge. I'm not exactly the king of style, but I did notice Scott Boras front and center up there with Mike Elias, David Rubenstein, and the polar bear himself. And you asked Scott Boras a question in regards to Pete Alonzo and some other clients that he has who right now wear the black and orange there.
I did. And think about it. I said this to Nolan the other day at the Army-Navy game as we were standing on the sidelines pregame. There's a drop for you. But I said, how many agents would be up there on the podium? As Craig Albernaz, the manager of the team, is sitting there in the front row in the audience, you know, just ahead of us with his wife. They had Boras up there. I can't think of many agents, the only agent in baseball they give a spot to on the podium, but he is the most powerful man in baseball. I thought what he said, what David Rubenstein said, what Pete Alonzo said, but mostly Boras and Rubenstein, should be music to every Orioles fan's ears. The fact that David Rubenstein talked about this and made the analogy to Frank Robinson, doubled down on the money they're going to spend. You know, I've said on this program before, I want my owner to treat this team like it's a hobby, not a business. I think that message may have gotten through because he says there's more to come, and we'll have to cross our fingers on that. But if I were to give the Orioles a grade on the press conference, it probably would be an A-. They get an A if they serve food, but they didn't do that in the restaurant.
Yeah, 4 o'clock was kind of an interesting time, too.
Not a great time. That's usually when you dump your bad news for most PR people out there. But I was told that was when Pete was available. I would have told Pete, we're giving you $155 million. You can show up Monday at 11 a.m. and we'll get you in the news cycle a little bit more. But still, they did a great job in handling everything. I thought Pete said all the right things. And I love the fact that this guy shows up every day for work in a world of load management.
Hey, Jerry, you talked about being at the Army-Navy game. What was the pageantry like before the game and at halftime?
Man, it was incredible, Vinny. I mean, from the president being there and holding up everyone, including Lamar Jackson, to on the field before the game and, you know, watching the cadets boo, you know, the Navy people and vice versa. And, you know, they were just having a lot of fun. And the Secretary of War was out there walking around. And it was, I told Nolan before I came on, it was a Super Bowl type atmosphere, Vinny, but it was a college version of it. It was America's game. The whole country was watching for different reasons and rooting interests. So it was a big time event for Baltimore. Caused a lot of traffic with the president in town, as I mentioned, but can't wait to have it back again.
Now, Jer, you know, when was the last time that you've ever seen the Ravens 37 gradable plays offensively?
I mean, it was amazing how once again they didn't dominate the time of possession. They just dominated, you know, the offense of the Bengals, who I thought quit in the second half.
I mean, credit to
the Ravens, their first shutout since 2018. They have had 15 in team history and five have been against the Bengals. So that's one third, according to Coleman Math. And still, I mean, you know, they didn't have the ball a whole lot. Lamar didn't throw the ball a whole lot. But when he did, it was efficient. And he'll continue to miss a day of practice each week and deal with colder weather as we go along. I don't think that'll be the coldest game in Ravens history.
Hey, Jared, do you think we're ever going to get to the point where Lamar's running the ball more and using his legs more? I've been calling for it for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, we saw one burst. You know, he still does not. I made a mistake in telling him last week that he had to run for 20 yards. This year he doesn't. It was 19 in week one against Buffalo. I don't think so, Vinny. I mean, maybe when it counts, if they get to a bigger game later on, and maybe as he gets healthier. But I thought yesterday he was primed to take off once again and didn't do it. So, you know, the jury's still out on whether or not he's going to want to run first. But that's what makes him so valuable, is he's the best dual-threat quarterback we've seen.
I thought the addition, the Draymond Jones addition, Jer, I think that's been really big for them. I mean, he had five hits on a quarterback yesterday, you know, and he's in the backfield a lot and plays the run game pretty well, too.
Defense came up very big yesterday. I don't buy the whole Ed Reed tie-in thing. And, you know, I mean, do they get snacks removed from the, you know, defensive backs room or defensive room? I don't know what that means going forward, but I just know they played their best game of the season as a totality. I mean, we haven't seen that all season long. That was their first complete game win.
Jerry Coleman, Be More Sports Podcast, where he talks Orioles and Ravens. Orioles with Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Fame, and our colleague on BBT. And Mike Preston from the Baltimore Sun, another colleague here on the Fan. Jer, last thing for you. Teddy Buchanan, looks like the news is not going to be great when John Harbaugh meets with the media later today. Is that the assumption here?
Yes, it sounds like he is done for the year. That was leaked from someone in the castle to someone at ESPN earlier today. So I'm sure we'll get the confirmation just after 2:30 today as I sit there and listen about this shutout win and how things are everything in front of us. And that is true, but they have to win out. And that includes the last game at Pittsburgh. But I guess they got three primetime games ahead of them is the way I'm looking at it right now. They're going to, a lot of America is going to see the Ravens, good or bad, going forward. We do know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
For that.
All right, Jerry, what's happening at the Be More Sports podcast as we sit here 10 days before Christmas?
Well, Mike Preston has just returned from Northern Kentucky. You guys may have seen him limp out of the studio before you came in. So we will reconvene tomorrow and talk about his eventful trip. But the highlight tomorrow will be the return and actually debut, I should say, of Brian Billick on the Be More Sports football podcast. And Brian Billick and Mike Preston have a thorny relationship and history for anyone who's followed this team since Billick came aboard and he called it Camp Cream Puff and some other things, you know, Bob. So we'll look forward to that reunion. It took a lot of doing, but yeah. Be More Sports Pod is where you want to search for it on that little magnifying glass, whether it be YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And, you know, they're listening to us inside the castle. I know that.
Jerry Coleman, have fun with John Harbaugh today, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Jer.
Always great to talk to you guys. Have a good one.
Yep. There's Jerry Coleman, everybody. It's Vinny at Annie 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Say hi to Nolan McGraw. Take a phone call. Got news from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell. Where's the early week money? Again, 10 days away from Christmas. AFC North report. Well, we know the Ravens beat the Bengals. Pittsburgh plays tonight. But Cleveland was in Chicago, and former Terp had a big game for the Bears.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.